ॐ गणानान्त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनां कुमश्रुवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतुभ्यः सीदसादिनम् ॐ महागणपतये नमः ॐ श्रीदक्षिणमूर्तये नमः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। Close your eyes, get in a comfortable position on the ground, cross-legged in a chair. Samam Kaya Shiro Grivam Dharayan, Krishna says. You want to keep the torso, the head, and the neck aligned. And the posture should be Sthira Sukham Asanam, as Patanjali says in the Yoga Sutra. He says that your posture, your position should be two things. It should be comfortable and it should be steady. And in fact, some people say that you might put a little smile on your face. They find that not only does your inner well-being or lack thereof express itself through the muscles of your face, but when you smile, it actually changes just subtly your inner disposition. So you can put a small smile on your face. And to mark the commencement of the invocation of a contemplative mind, you take three breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. The out breath should be twice as long as the in breath, and it should be a full yogic breath, which means that your belly should push out when you begin, and you should fill your lungs from the very base of your lungs, the bottom of your lungs, and then fill up to the middle and then the top, and then reverse that process when you exhale. Start with pushing your belly in to really the belly coming in and out is the diaphragm going up and down. So when you allow your diaphragm to push up, your stomach comes in and then it pushes the air out. So just take three deep breaths. Good. Now just sit for a couple minutes and let your mind do what it will. It's best not to try to focus the mind in the first 2 or 3 minutes. Just let it run. Unleash it. And since you've unleashed it, it can go wherever it wants, but it doesn't drag you along. So you can just watch it frolic. It might go to the past, and those thoughts of the past might invoke regret might invoke tension, might invoke happiness. That's okay. It might go to the sensations you're feeling, the sounds you're hearing, thoughts of the future. Just watch where it goes. You don't need to control it right now. It'll come back to you. Your mind might try to take you for a ride. It might try to drag you along a series of associative thoughts. One thought leading to another, leading to another, leading to another. And you see that happen. No need to judge yourself. To smile and come back. Now, place your attention on the top of your head, and as we go through this next step, we'll be looking at the body. And through this exercise, the body will relax. You don't have to say relax at each step. Just putting your attention on a particular part of the body will relax it. So we'll start with the top of the head, the forehead, the eyes. The eyes are relaxed. We tend to keep a lot of tension around the eyes. Make sure they're closed very softly. If you need to, you can open them and then close them again. Very gently. Deliberately. The nose, the cheeks, the lips, the back of the head, the neck, and as you place your attention on various parts of the body, it just relaxes. The tension goes. The shoulders, the right shoulder, upper arm, the right elbow, the right forearm, the wrist, the right hand, the fingertips, the left shoulder, the left upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, hand, fingertips. The chest, the abdomen, upper back, lower back, the tension just dissolves as you place your attention on the right thigh, the knee, the right calf, ankle, foot. The left thigh, knee, left calf, ankle, foot. Starting from the bottom now, the left foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, the right toes and foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, lower back, upper back, abdomen, chest, left fingertips, hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right fingertips, hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, neck, chin, the cheeks. Let the tension just melt away. The nose, the eyes, the temples, the eyebrows, the forehead, the ears, the back of the head, the scalp, the top of your head. Now the body sits. Stable, like a statue, but not rigid. It sits as a murti, an image of Shiva, sitting in meditation. And as I see my body in my mind's eye sitting, I see it for what it is, and I see it with acceptance and gratitude. this body might not live up to the standards that I have for it. It may not be as strong as I'd like it to be, or conform to a notion of beauty that I hold. It may be too thin or too fat. But in spite of its health, its size, its color, I accept all the attributes of this body just as it is. Right now, there's no need for this body to be anything other than what it is. Sitting quietly, and I accept it as it is. And I accept it with gratitude. This body, with all of its perceived imperfections, all of its strengths and weaknesses, is my vahana, is my vehicle. Shiva has Nandi, the bull, as his vehicle. Saraswati, a swan, Hamsa. I have this body, and it's been given to me. It is a given. And with it, I make my way through the world. And I care for it. I do abhishekam. I bathe it. I do snanam. Vastram, I clothe it. Naivedyam, I feed it. I put healthy food into it so that it may serve me well on my spiritual journey. And in some very real sense, it's perfect just as it is. And I'm grateful. Shanti, shanti, shanti. You can open your eyes, take your time, stretch if you need to.